Many of you might have heard in the papers today that Peter Andre, the singer, I think he was a bit of a one-hit wonder actually, but he was a singer and a reality TV show star. He gave an interview to the Daily Mirror, and during the course of the interview, he happened to mention that he's completely stressed out over the fact that his 15-year-old daughter, whose name is Princess, has a boyfriend. So she's 15, she has a boyfriend. Now, he doesn't elaborate about what he's specifically worried about, but he does freely admit that he's not as strict about those kind of things when it comes to his son. So today I thought we'd ask the listeners, how old were you when you had your first boyfriend? And if you are a parent, do you think a teenage girl is okay to have a boyfriend at the age of 15? So just to rephrase that again, if you're listening to us this afternoon, what age were you when you had your first boyfriend or your first girlfriend indeed? And if you're a parent, how would you feel about your daughter, specifically your daughter, having a boyfriend at the age of 15? Well, to get the debate rolling, I'm joined on the line by parenting expert Laura Erskine. Laura, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Always lovely to have you. Is 15 too young for a girl? And I specifically say a girl because that's what Peter Andre was talking about.
Well, I mean, it all comes down to really the maturity of the child and how what your relationship as a parent is with that child. In terms of open communication, obviously they'll have learned a bit about sex education in school at that point. They'll have had the primary school curriculum where they get the talk in inverted commas in fifth class, and again in sixth class. There will have been lots of SPHE and wellbeing related subjects taught to them in first, second and third year, which is when you're hitting 15, is between second year and third year in secondary school. So they'll have had lots of information about sexual health, consent, boundaries, relationships. And so, I mean, when you consider, I mean, there's no perfect age, but certainly 15 is better than 13. And, you know, it is a worrying thing. But as long as I suppose you encourage your child to be independent of thought, to have their own boundaries, and to never feel afraid about coming to talk to you about anything that's on their mind, then you have to start trusting them and trust them that when they do make mistakes, that they can come and talk to you. It's part of navigating life. There's going to be heartbreak. There's going to be areas that they feel that they're not entirely comfortable with, that maybe they will share with their friends rather than with their parent. So it's about continuing the conversation about what is a healthy relationship looks like with your child at every opportunity you can, whether you're watching a movie together, whether you've seen a headline in the newspaper, whether you're listening to the radio in the car and something comes up, and just using every small opportunity to bring up the conversation and make sure that you're having open communication about what healthy relationships look like.
So let's kind of role play this a little bit. Your 15-year-old daughter says, "Mom or Dad or whatever, I have a boyfriend." Should you really have the sex talk then and just, you know, lay the cards on the table and say, "Well, look, are you sleeping with him or do you plan to sleep with him?"
Well, I think it comes down to what your values are in your home. I'm sure most parents would be horrified at the thought that any 15-year-old would be sleeping with their boyfriend at that age. I mean, we don't doubt that they may have moved on from holding hands. And it's probably, as you would see in swimming pool, that sign that says no heavy petting. And we'd probably be at that point in the relationship. The idea that they would actually be engaging in sexual relations at 15 is both illegal as well as being, you know, perhaps morally wrong for many parents. They're just too young. They're too emotionally immature at that point to be engaging in having sex. And so I would lay that down for your child as to what you expect of them, and then really what they should expect of themselves. I remember reading Judy Blume's Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, back as a 14-year-old child when there was no sex education, barely, in school, both primary and secondary. And there was one line in the book where the parent talked to the child where she was getting her periods and she had a boyfriend and she was she wanted to take the next step because she was being pressured to do so, and she wanted to do so because she thought everybody else was. And her mother spoke to her and said, you know, once you take that step, you can never go back to just holding hands. And it's stuck with me for life. And it's something that parents need to talk about with their child, because once they open that door, it's very hard to go back. And there's an expectation then, even within the relationship, about what is expected of them, and they're just too young. They have so much to learn and discover, and of course there's a very real risk of both sexually transmitted diseases as well as pregnancy. And even when you protect yourself against all of that, there are other risks too. And we think about how much pornography is at the fingertips of every teen. You know, that it's not like, I mean, back in my day the internet didn't exist in my teen years, and any pornography would be a top shelf magazine that they might see either in their father's bedroom or in a newsagent. But it's different now, and so children are taking their sex education from pornography videos, which aren't real, which are actors, and so we need to make sure that people don't take liberties or feel that they need to act or play a certain role in order for somebody to like them.
Yeah, and of course the difficulty there is, if you say no, let's say you have very strong views about this and you don't want them to enter even the dating world at such a young age. The problem there, of course, is that teenagers love to rebel. They love to go against what their parents say. And you say no, you make it all the more exciting to sneak out and meet him, you know, down in the sports field or wherever. So a hard no is probably not the right approach either. Would you agree?
I would, absolutely. And that's exactly it, because you want them to be able to talk to you then if they have an experience that they felt entirely uncomfortable with, whether it was painful, whether they felt somehow that they were pushed into doing something they didn't want to do. And if you've said the hard no, then you're the person that they can't come and talk to, because then they feel like they've betrayed you, they've let you down, and that they'll be in trouble. So that's why I say, you know, keeping those lines of communication open at every junction you can to express how you feel about sexual encounters and how your child should behave if something happens to them, and that the door is always open. And while you might be disappointed, they'll never be in trouble. And that's important to highlight. And I mean, what you would say is not a hard no, but just that you don't think that they would be of the right age. And particularly girls, while they might be more emotionally mature, boys at that age haven't got a clue. I mean, they're years behind us. And it's good to highlight that too, you know, with your daughter, because, you know, if they're dating a boy of the same age, you know, he's going to be likely sharing his experience with his friends. And then there's the important issue about, you know, what's shared on social media about you, your reputation. The fact now that obviously photographs and the sharing of intimate photographs is completely illegal is also worth highlighting, how you should never give those photos, and that if you do, and if somebody shares them, that it's illegal. And there's so many aspects to this that just wasn't even a consideration when we were young. And when you ask me about this, all I can think of is my own children, because James is turning 14 in just a couple of weeks. He's finishing first year in school. He's started going to the discos, and he is he's of an age where he just wants to get that first kiss out of the way. And I'm really glad that that's the stage he's at, that he hasn't yet had it, and there's still a level of innocence and nervousness associated with being with a girl. And then my daughter, who is 11 and a half, she's so keen to grow up, exploring the world of skincare and trialing a little bit of makeup. But my goodness, I dread to think of when she goes, because I dropped James to the disco and he's got one now at the end of his exams next week. And it's funny, all the boys are there, they're in their tracksuits, like a pair of jeans at best with a t-shirt and runners. And the girls, my goodness,
dressed
they're
up to the nines.
Nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. And it scares me because they think that that's what they need to wear to either be in the gang with all the girls because everyone else is wearing it. But somebody had to start this. Somebody needs to start a similar trend to go the opposite direction. And then they think that that's what makes them more attractive to the boys. But it's funny because I hear James talking to me and he's like, "Mom, they're wearing half nothing." And they have these, like, what does he call them? Sweeping brushes for eyelashes. They look ridiculous. And that's his comment. So, you know, it's good to see both sides.
Exactly. And speaking about the bravado and the one-upmanship that goes on between girls, I wonder too, Laura, do girls put pressure on each other to be sexually active? I mean, I know boys joke around about it and all that, but I mean, you see it on TV sometimes, you see teenagers teasing each other, "Oh, you're still a virgin," and all this. And I wonder sometimes, are girls in particular pressurised into having sex, you know, when they're not ready for it emotionally, because they think they're the odd one out? Do you think that goes on? I wonder.
Oh, absolutely. But they get pressured both from a boyfriend who they want to be with. Either they want to be with them or they're with them, and in order for the relationship to stay a relationship, they're being pressured to go further sexually than they would like to, or that they feel comfortable with. And then similarly with their girlfriends, it really comes down to the gang that they're hanging out with and how far they have come. And I mean, unfortunately, a lot of that is social class driven. They seem to be more sexually active in the lower to middle classes than the middle to upper classes, unfortunately. It seems to start earlier. And it's something that I suppose parents probably need to watch out for, that, you know, keeping children busy, keeping girls in particular in sport, at training, doing matches, keeping them involved with girls with similar values to the kind of ones that you would like your daughter to have. That's really important, so that there's less of that peer pressure. And then to also remind your child that, you know, while people might say or be flagged off for being a virgin or have they not done this yet, you know, a lot of that is bravado, and very often the people who are shouting the loudest are the people who have done the least. But it's to take the spotlight off them.
Exactly, exactly. That's so true.
That needs to be shared with them, that, you know, how the world works sometimes, and it's not as transparent as they might think.
Yeah, just a final thing, and again, I'm just trying to come at this from a reasonable parental point of view. If your child does have a boyfriend at 15, we'll say, or a girlfriend, I suppose it's probably okay to say, okay, you can go to the cinema together, you can go for pizza together, go for a walk, that kind of stuff, but, you know, strictly no him going up to your bedroom with the door closed kind of thing, or unsupervised sleepovers or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, that is all reasonable and to be expected. They're also going to be hanging out together, probably in groups, going for walks, maybe even going to the gym together, because believe it or not, that's starting at this age too, starting to be so aware of their physical fitness. So, yeah, I mean, cinemas, but bedrooms are strictly out of bounds. It's completely inappropriate. Now, we don't all live in the kind of environment where there's two living rooms, or there's a big kitchen and living room that mom and dad can be in one room and you can be in the other room, and there might be other members of the household who also want to be in that room, and you may not get as much privacy as you would like to have. But it is important to make your home a welcoming space, because you would much rather they were at your home than that they were out somewhere else, because at least there's some level of control. And if you live in a very small apartment and there isn't as much living space, then any time in the bedroom is with the door open. if they're watching television there. And we all know that they watch it on tablets and laptops, and it's not always a TV these days. So, you know, it is about, you know, making sure that they respect the boundaries and the rules of the house as well.
Yeah, very good. Well, listen, loads of common sense advice there, as always, as we always expect from you, Laura. Thank you so much. I know you're mad busy today, so I really appreciate you giving us some of your precious time. And thanks so much for joining us, Laura.
Not at all. My pleasure, Deirdre.
That's parenting expert Laura Erskine there, giving her thoughts on the whole idea of teenagers, and particularly young teenagers, having boyfriends and girlfriends. This arises out, as I said at the beginning, of the singer Peter Andre saying he's totally stressed out by the fact that his 15-year-old daughter now has a boyfriend. Does anybody out there have any thoughts on that? Is 15 too young for your daughter to have a boyfriend if you're a parent? Now, you don't have to be a parent to have a view on that, by the way. It could be a grandparent or somebody who never had a child. Everyone is entitled to an opinion. And do tell us as well, some of you have been texting in already, do tell us as well how old you were when you had your first boyfriend or girlfriend.